I have a group of poems that I wrote when I lived in the suburbs, and I thought I would die. Speaking of lack of archetypal. So, these were written in the 1970s, and things may have changed at IBM since then. This is called All the Men at IBM. All the men at IBM really want to wear Tibetan beads to work. They want to wear pink trousers saddle-stitched in gray. They would like a hot tub in the cafeteria. They want to swim out to sea with God. They want to slurp like animals and fight with switchblades, man. They wish they were fat and that they could park their cars on their front lawns like any decent Chicano. They'd like a rod with real loud mufflers and beautiful baby moon hubcaps. And they wish they could move to a shack where birds never hit the picture windows with a pitiful cheep. And they wish their wives could be happy in rags. And they wish they didn't have so much damn money. If left to themselves, I know that they would dream of a gold front tooth with a diamond in it. And they would want to play poker in low-class craps in the men's room and come home to women who never asked whether they lost or won. They would want to hang out in the blues joints and lay across car hoods in the summer drinking warm beer and standing ankle deep in shattered glass and be arrested just once for loitering. They want to run away from health clubs. They're so sick of being clean cut. They want to do it doggy style. They want their women to call them my backdoor man. They want her to say, hello, and let's go in the back room, honey. They want to kiss her and have her spew a rosy fog that means you are my lover man forever. They want to run to somewhere important. And the hell with getting in shape. Running laps never led to flying. And I know they do want these things. I can tell by looking at them. Drive by every morning in the same hats and the same suits and the same shirts and the same ties and the same shoes and the same cars. Only in different sizes. Well, that's the men that I lived with. Now the women I lived with. The women in my neighborhood throw their purses onto the roofs just so they can call the firemen to have some excitement in their lives. The other day, after a magnificent purse rescue, I came back into my home, and the gigantic loom in the hallway on the wall caught my hair and wove me back into the wall again. This cuentito is called The Dream Detectives. When women dream, pot roasts rise up over the rooftops. When I lived out in the suburbs, I had this little cartoon I had found in a magazine, and I put it in a frame, and it was a housewife, you know, with a scarf on her head, you know, knotted in the front, and she had her vacuum cleaner, her blender, and her toaster on little kitchen stools, and underneath it says, Mrs. Duhingus reads poetry to her Monday morning poetry group. You know, when I was a little child, I thought that when people dreamed, their dreams rose up through the rooftops and hovered over the houses, and that they were these cloudy images. If you get up in the middle of the night, that if you looked over the rooftops of all the houses in the dark, you would see these starry constellations, cloudy images over each rooftop. And that's where this poem came from many, many years later. In our neighborhood, when women dream, pot roasts rise over the rooftops and and crock pots. This is going to be a great show, I can tell. And crock pots float out through kitchen windows. Off they go into the speckled blue yonder. Girdles of pink rubber with garters flapping wend their way heavenward, and pointy circle-stitched brassieres aim and launch, vaulting ahead of black-crested ovens. The oak floors that moaned, "Wax me, wax me," creak apart, and stave by stave glide upward till they are flying in formation. Wax jars and rags caked with gudge and boxes of suds dust ebb and eddy up there along with crystal and china, the kind that must be scalded in order to come clean. Oil stains, unseated from garage cement, levitate like thin black doilies up into the air, and the heavy wicker baskets of wet sheets and lead lids of canning jars and the rakes and knives and the interchangeable chemicals for hair and face and floor, and then black nighties and eyelash curlers all rise up into the sky till the heavens are filled with the arsenal of women's work. Now there are metal planets spinning on silver forks in lingerie galaxies. There are novas beaten by a billion whisks and a Milky Way kept coiled by a trillion wooden clothespins. And all the gifts that women hated, and all the gifts they never wanted, and all the bad husbands, and all the rotten children, all of them floated up and up, and the dreamers, the billions of women dreamers, awakened in the morning with everything gone. Not a mop dreadlock left. And they lie to the dream detectives. "Oh, it must have been a robbery. Why, when I wasn't looking, someone stole and kidnapped everything."